The story of Esther and Malka begins Vahi b'mei Achashverosh. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Kol makam shenemar Vahi, anytime the word Vahi is stated in the Tanakh, Einoi el Loshon Tzar. It's an ominous sign, indicating impending doom. Vahi in the Megillah prefaces the story of Haman. In contrast, say Chazal, Vahoya Loshon Simcha. Anytime we find the term Vahoya, it's an expression of joy. So what's the difference between Vahi and Vahoya? Vahi refers to something in the past. Vahi, and it came to pass. Vahoya alludes to something in the future. Vahoya, and it will be. There's a common phrase that people say, I can still remember back in the good old days. People are fond of the past. Back in the good old days, when a dollar was a dollar. Take me back to the good old days. People relish the old days. So then, why is the past Lashon Tzar? Because when you harp on the past, inevitably, it brings about heartache and despair. Back then, life was good. Back in the 80s, everything was so much easier. Everything is so much more difficult now. People lament, had I been an adult back then, had I been in business back then, had I been learning in yeshiva under that Rav, with that Rosh Yeshiva, then I would have been successful. Saying Vahi is making excuses. Vahi, Einoi el Loshon Tzar. Don't live in the past. The most important day of your life is today. The most important moment of today is right now, this moment in time. It's a moment in time that will never come back. Vahoya, on the other hand, is Lashon Simcha. If someone believes that better days are ahead, I'm just going through a rough patch right now. It's a learning experience. I'm going to grow from this hardship. Then Vahoya is a positive. However, sometimes even Vahoya can be used in a negative way. People worry about the future. How am I going to marry with my children when I can't even make ends meet now? How's my daughter getting engaged when we're in a shidduch crisis? How am I going to get my child into school? There are only 10 slots for 80 applicants. Agonizing over the future can lead to anxiety and despair. When we daven Maariv, we ask Hashem, V'hasa satan l'fanenu emarechenu. Please remove our worries that the satan tries to create in our minds, milfanenu emarechenu. Worries from the past and from the future. In Parshas Ekev, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ata Yisrael ma Hashem shoyel. What does Hashem ask from us? The Sfarim explain, you know what Hashem is asking from us? V'ata, this moment in time. This is what Hashem wants from us. Live in the moment. Just focus on right now. Don't bemoan the past and don't be concerned about the future. Have faith that just like Hashem provided until now, He will not forsake us and will continue to provide. David the Melech said, Ki rega ba'apoy chayim b'tzayne. Ki rega, if all you have in your mind is this rega, this moment, chayim b'tzayne. You will live a life of peace and tranquility. The Pele Yoitz writes, Omer HaChacham, a wise man once said, Ha'over ayin, the past is irrelevant, the future has not yet occurred, the present is fleeting, so why worry? Reb Tzadik said, the 90% of the things that people worry about never happen, so why worry about it? The Dubna Magid was renowned for his ability to make almost any point by way of a parable. He said, a pauper is once trudging along a country road, and on his back, he was carrying a heavy sack consisting of all of his belongings. And as the beggar began to tire, to his delight, he sees a carriage pulling up alongside the road. And the driver tells him, hop on board, I'll give you a ride into town. A few minutes later, the nobleman turns around and he sees this beggar sitting there, and he's carrying his heavy load on his shoulders. And he says, my friend, why don't you put down your sack and rest up? There's plenty of space in the wagon. And he says, sir, it is generous enough of you to give me a ride. I would not want to trouble your horses, who are so overburdened, to carry my belongings as well. And he starts to laugh. You fool! Don't you realize that even if you put your sack on your shoulders, it is still being carried by my carriage? So why strain your back? There are so many things that we worry about on a daily basis. But we have to remember that every day we rely on Hashem for our existence. He's sustaining us every second of the day. On average, a person breathes in and out 22,000 times a day. Your heart beats 110,000 times a day. If you do the math, your heart beats over 40 million times a year. Hashem gives us cognitive abilities, our bodily functions, plus all the myriad of miracles that He performs for us on a daily basis. We are sitting in Hashem's carriage, so why are we carrying this heavy load on our shoulders? We all acknowledge that ultimately our panasa, shidduch, and fertility is not dependent on us. So why do we spend so much time worrying over it? Why do we carry the psychological burden on our shoulders, if in the end, it's really not up to us anyway? So throw down your sack and let Hashem, who carries us and all of our needs, do His job. And this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Hashleich al Hashem Yehavcha, v'hu yichalk alecha. Throw your baggage on Hashem, v'hu yichalk alecha. And He will sustain you. We rely on Hashem for everything else. So just throw Him the rest of your burdens, and He won't let you down. So on Purim, turn Vahi into Vahaya. Let go and let God. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
Da 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 da